servant, and I am listening. Speak to me, Lord, speak to me. Speak to me.
Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God presented to you by the Macarius Church Headquarters. This great teaching provides clear and straightforward answers for anyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive and down-to-earth teachings as taught at the Macarius Church Headquarters.
I am listening, I am waiting, speak to me.
Hallelujah. So you are welcome to the final session of the Thoroughly Friendly Good Works Conference. The man I'm introducing is a son of Bishop Dagwood Mills, a personal friend of Bishop Eddie Addy, trained by Bishop Eddie, and my pastor in Milton Keynes Lighthouse Chapel International. Hallelujah. Yeah, I see. When David said he was going to fight Goliath, Saul said something. He said, "Thou art but a youth, and he a champion from his youth." That was the description Saul gave to Goliath. I want to tell you that this man, my pastor, has been fighting Orango since he was a youth. He has fought Orangos in Zurich. He has fought Orangos everywhere. And tonight, as he comes to minister, a certain Orango smashing, Orango breaking, disloyalty destroying anointing is coming upon your life. And it's an international anointing too. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are as excited as I am, stand to your feet with a shout, with a clap. Welcome Bishop Kwaku Amposa, all the way from Madrid, he say.
Hallelujah. I can hear you. Hallelujah. Amen, 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 amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. We thank you, Lord. We praise your name, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Thank you for such a time as this. Mighty God, I bless your name. Holy One, I worship you, for you are God of us. Yes, Lord, you are God of us. Lift up your hands with me, age to age. You're still the same. All creation will shout your name, for you are God of us. In this place, Lord, you are God all by yourself, the beginning and the end, There's no argument. You are God indeed. We thank you for being the master architect of our lives. We come before your throne of grace, Lord, this evening to listen to you, to hear from you. We need to hear from you. May the name of Jesus be exalted. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence this evening. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for light, for direction, and for a way forward. Thank you, Master, for your presence in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You may take your seats, please. Well, thoroughly finished Good Works Conference. Hallelujah. And we thank God for such a time as this, being in His presence. So, it's a conference carved out by Bishop Dag, Hayward Mills, and we want to honor God for His servant, Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. Hallelujah. Oh, you can clap. You can clap. Is that all you can do for Bishop Dag? Yeah. I think Bishop has given us everything, isn't it? He has given us books. He has given us messages. He has given us buildings. He has given us pastors. He has given us wives. The list goes on and on and on. Are you with me? He has introduced us to anointings. He has introduced us to preachers. He has shared everything a man can share with his children. And therefore, we have to honor God for this great man God brought our way. Try and clap. Hallelujah. And we also want to honor Bishop Eddie Addy, our pastor, my pastor, and your pastor, and our father, Bishop Eddie. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Too beautiful. Yeah. I like the book he's holding. I like the book he's holding. Yeah. It's a good book. Orangus are afraid of it. And we honor our convener, Bishop Samuel Bedu. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. And we honor Bishop Aso. You know Bishop Aso? Hey, Bishop Aso, you got the fans. Oh, yes. Bishop Christian Pofo, hallelujah. What a blessing, isn't it? And, you know, God has been good to us. And He has put us in this brotherhood, which we the bishops find ourselves in. And I think it's a great privilege that we are there for one another. And we are brothers together. And the architect of all these things is Bishop Dag Hayward Mills. And we thank God for... Clap for Bishop Aso, Bishop Christian Popo, Bishop Kobe. Come on, honor God for their lives. Amen. And Reverend Eric and all the Reverend ministers, we thank God for your lives. Reverend Romeo and others, we thank God for your lives. Pastors, lady pastors, we honor all of you. Hallelujah. Clap for yourself. And you too. We belong to a great family. You may take your seats, please. Now it's thoroughly finished. Thoroughly finished. You see, these conferences are not for the faint-hearted. Yes. Yes. You have to be a certain kind to be able to attend such conferences. Yes. If not, you may come for the first session, you won't come again. You may come for the second session, you will think about it and you say, oh, let me stay at home and sleep. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, the way it's going, you know. I don't know where to go next. Yes. Oh, it's a blessing. It's a great blessing. Yes. It's a great blessing. And I want to preach from this book. Okay. Yes. Loyalty and disloyalty. Are you with me? And yes, people give all sorts of names to this book. You see, if you have a dictionary, the man controlling the things, if you have a dictionary, maybe you should give me the meaning of faithfulness. If you have a dictionary somewhere, you can give me the meaning of faithfulness. I can take my time and talk a little bit, isn't it? Okay. Do you have the meaning of, you have it? Faithfulness, or you don't have it? Somebody has it somewhere that you can help me? Oh, is that what you have? Okay. You don't have dictionary, huh? Okay. That's cool. No worries. You see, wherever you will see in the dictionary, wherever they will give you the meaning of faithfulness, you will see loyalty in it. Yes. It's another word for faithfulness. Do you understand me? But people want to make it sound like the word loyalty is a word created by us. And it's like we use it to either control people or manipulate people, or not to make people think in their right mind. It's like you can't be free. Yes, you take their freedom away by saying that, hey, loyalty, this. No, but it's just so maybe the argument can be, let's change the name of the book to faithfulness and unfaithfulness. The definition, yes. Can you?
Yes. Lasting loyalty. So this is the definition of faithfulness.
Yes.
Lasting loyalty and trustworthiness in relationships, especially marriage and friendship.
That's it. Lasting loyalty. You see, that's faithfulness. So if this is the word we are afraid of, then let's just change it to faithfulness and unfaithfulness. That's what this book is about. Then that one, maybe people may be comfortable with it. Because the word loyalty and disloyalty is what they can handle. But when you are unfaithful, you are a disloyal person. You are not consistent. You are not reliable. You are not trustworthy. You are not worthy of trust. So you see, they say we are dogs, isn't it? They say we are dogs. No, I don't know how to describe you, but in a way, I think you don't think deeply. That's why you talk that way. You see, and I would say you are not spiritual. That's why you talk that way. Because why? Why am I saying what I'm saying? They may have their argument, but I also have my argument. What is my argument? My argument is that if the Bible says go to the ant, consider his ways, it doesn't mean I'm an ant.
Okay.
But I can use the ways of an ant to learn something. So if a dog can be trusted, a dog can, its master can say, okay, I've trained the dog this way. It can do this, it can do this. And I can learn from the dog and then use it to train or follow my master. What's wrong with it? If he says be wise as a serpent, does it mean you are a serpent? You are learning from the serpent. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. It doesn't mean I'm an eagle. You see, there's something wrong with people. And they try to twist everything to make it look like if you are loyal, then it means that you are this, you are this, you are this. It doesn't mean so. No, that's not what it means. And that's what I want you to understand this evening. Yes, because people want to be disloyal and still think God will give them everything. No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Even the disloyal person wants people to be loyal to him.
Yes, they demand it. We are teaching. They want friends.
They want friends. They want people to believe in their ideology. So he himself, he doesn't know what he's vying for is loyal people. Are you with me? Are you with me? I'm just trying to explain loyalty, then we go into the Bible. Why we shouldn't let people tell us what they like. Everything demands loyalty. Yes, you would demand it. Even from your clothes. Can you imagine your clothes? You wear them now. They, as you are standing in church, you are jumping. Then the clothes are falling off. Oh. You may go back to the tailor or whoever did the clothes and then you. So even you expect your clothes to be loyal to you. How much more a God you serve? As everything demands it. You get it? Are you reliable? Maybe I should ask that question. Are you reliable? Trustworthy? Worthy of trust? Are you reliable? Look. The problem is not he doesn't want to bless us or he doesn't want to give us certain things. So the problem is whether he will find us reliable. Yes, dependable. Can you be constant? Can you be consistent? That you said you will do this and you will follow through with it. Yes, for better, for worse. And now the situation has turned in a way that you did not plan for. You know, he can give you $1 million tomorrow morning. But the reason why it may not come is because God may not be sure if he gives you $1 million tomorrow, whether Sunday you will bring 100,000. I'm telling you, that's why certain things are not in our hands. Yes, that as at now you are sitting here, tomorrow morning, $1 million has come into your hands. And then you are so excited by Sunday. You have wired 100,000 in. Many people won't do it. Even your tithe. How much? You give 10%. As you say. So we are really not. Yeah. Worthy of trust. And that's what God requires of us. So let's start something. Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. He said, "Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer." We don't like to suffer. Hey. Suffering, yeah, we'll run away from it. No. Nobody wants to suffer. Today in the church, nobody wants to suffer. Yes, I am the head and not the tail. And you know, these things that we always want to say, and then, you know, I claim it now. Money coming to me now. Wire the money to me. Miracle money now. We don't want to suffer. Yeah. Every inch of suffering, we want to avoid it. Yes. Just as this evening, somebody will just leave his house and say, "I'm going to church this evening." He said, "I went to church in the morning. I should come this evening just to come here and then maybe go home a little bit. Not even late. But maybe you may not sleep the normal time you sleep." Say, "Oh, no, I can't go. Yes, I need to sleep. I need to go to work tomorrow morning and I can't go anywhere." People don't want to, especially Christians today. Yes, you go to church, they preach, the message doesn't go the way you want. You say, "I won't go there again." Yeah. You see, and the Bible is telling us so. Fear none of the things you will suffer. Try and embrace suffering as part of your Christian walk. Life cannot be that everything must go your way. It will not every time go your way. And when it doesn't go your way, it does not mean you should break relationships. It doesn't mean you should destroy everybody around you. And it does not mean you should just say four things about everybody and just take off. If it doesn't go your way, which one day it will not go your way. Yes. Why do you want to serve a God that it looks like every time what you want is what must happen? Yes. Life is not like that. The Lord is a sun and a shield. He's a sun and a shield. He's a sun and a shield. He's a sun and a shield. That's what God can be in your life. He's a sun and a shield. So sometimes things will work. Other times they won't work. Are you with me? Eh? Sometimes the things you expect them to work is what will not work. And sometimes the things you don't expect them to work is what will work. So God can be God in your life. Oh, it's true. Because in reality, when you look into life very well, you will realize that, look, 90% of the things we wish we would have, we never get them. No. We don't. Oh, it's true. If not, your uncle would have come from America long ago. It's not that easy. No.
You really want to come?
Yeah. That you have gone. And then as you went, you carried some $500,000 and then you have just come back to Ghana. It's not real. He's still waiting to get that money and come back and see. And you too, you are writing him all the time thinking he has a lot of money and by now he should have sent you a lot. It doesn't work like that. It's not as easy as it looks. Are you understanding me, church?
Yes.
So let's not be afraid to suffer. Okay, where's my scripture? It said, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison. Yes, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. Your faithfulness, he said, it must be unto your loyalty, your consistency. It must be unto death. And he said, and I will give. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes. A crown awaits you. There is life for you. Something great will happen in your life. If you can be faithful unto death. Hey, you've gone quiet. That's true. Yeah, that's true. Because when you hear words like tribe, tribulation, prison, this, oh, no. Not my portion. It is not my portion. You see, so this is not my portion, not my portion. This is the reason why one day you encounter something on the way. You say, oh, yes. How can they talk to me like that in the meeting? Yeah, it's not my portion. Yeah. You say, oh, the way they said it in the meeting, the way they spoke to me in the meeting, I'm leaving. Yeah. Yes, this meeting, come here, go here. I can't handle it anymore. I'm off. Yes. That's how people become orangus. They don't want to suffer. Yeah. They feel their people who have been praised for a while. Everything they praise them. One day, something does not work the way they want. Then that will be the day that everything is bad. Yes, everything. That will be the day everything is bad. Everything changes in their lives. Be thou faithful. No matter what you go through. No matter what is happening. No matter how you are despised. No matter how you are ostracized. No matter how they set you aside. Be thou faithful. Be thou loyal. Keep on being there. Keep on going. don't just get up and then leave. Can you imagine how many people? I don't want to go there again. If everybody who has come to church would have been around, we would never fit here. If everybody who has been in church would have been here, as in they have a mind of being faithful, we would never fit here. But you can see many are not reliable. They want the best of God, but they don't want to go through anything to become. They want the best of God, but they don't want to give their best. Yes. Yes. So eventually, many don't get anywhere. Many don't get anywhere. I said many don't get anywhere. They will explain the book. They will even burn it. And say the book must not exist. And it's an evil book. How can you call this book evil? A book on faithfulness. You call it evil. What are you left with? Hey, you are quiet. But maybe you have to be quiet. Because you like listening to Orangu, so maybe you have to be quiet. You see, the fact that something happens does not mean you should leave. Yes, it's true. Because some of you, as you are sitting here, maybe you are here today, next year by now, you'll be gone. Yeah. You went to the bus center meeting and that day, they zeroed in on you because you don't come all the time. Oh, the adventure is not even just the bus center meeting. Okay, let's say the choir. Okay, you missed the bus you have to come to church with. And then you forced to take an Uber. The Uber driver got lost. In some way, somehow, you got here. You were late for the meeting. Then in the meeting, the heat was on you. That why are you late? Why did you not come early? This day, you see, you'll be thinking about what you have done to even make the effort to get here. And then when you came into the meeting too, you are the one they have taken up. All of a sudden, it can easily occur to you. I don't want to be in it again. Or the church, I won't come again. No, they are realities. They are realities. It can knock on your door. It knocks on everybody's door. It does not mean you should leave. Yes. It's not the end of everything. It's not the end of the world. It's not the end of your calling. It's not the end of God's love for you. You see, there's a scripture, Proverbs 28:20. What does it say? It says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. A faithful man. Just being loyal, being there faithfully, you'll be blessed. You don't have to be traveling around chasing prophets. Yes. You don't have to be changing church. Just being there. Being faithful. It attracts blessings. Are you understanding me? I said just being there. Coming. Being consistent. Being in church. Being around. Coming all the time. Ups and downs. Sometimes you are not sure. Sometimes you don't know what's going on. Sometimes you don't know what is happening. Just being there. God will identify you. God will see you. God will know you are trustworthy. God will know you are reliable. After you've been through everything, God will know that this person, when I entrust things to him, he will be there. Amen. May you remain reliable. You see, a faithful man, Bishop Aso, shall abound with blessings. You see, each time I read this scripture, you see, when I joined the church, I decided to leave. Yes. Oh, yes. You know, he said why. I'll tell you why. Yes, I'll tell you why. Yes, I know you like stories. That's why I said why. You too late, I'll ask you why. Don't worry. You know, I gave my life to Christ. One day I was there, my friends came to pick me. They took me to church. Nice church. Somewhere around 1995. Okay. In London. Yes. You will be there. The London church was not so big. It wasn't so big. And when they took me to church, Bishop Richard was preaching. He was preaching on soul winning. I mean, I had not been to a church. All I knew is Methodist and Presby and these things. But as we entered the hall and he was preaching, I was blessed by what he was preaching. You know, I lifted my hand. I went forward. I gave my life to Christ. But some of the people, they knew me. So, after about 3 weeks or 4 weeks, Bishop Richard, I don't know, he went somewhere and then Apostle Joel was preaching that day. So as Apostle Joel was preaching, nice preacher, very relaxed, preaching nicely, young man. And then what I remember is he was saying that, all that I remember that time, he was saying that in heaven we are going to be called saints. You know, so he was moving amongst us. Then you say, in heaven you be called Saint David as many. In heaven you be called Saint Eric as Jesus. In heaven you be called, he was going like that, Saint Osei. He was going like that in heaven. So I think somewhere, I was somewhere in the middle there. And then he got to me and then he said, in heaven you be called Saint what? The people started laughing. They say, this, I call a money where we are sorry them. I say, oh, they laughed. It's like this bad boy who has just given his life to Christ. In heaven, which saint would he be called saint? Say he's going to be a saint now. No. Look, I could hear them laughing. And the thing hurt me, I tell you. I was wondering. I say, now what church is this that you have just come and then they say he's having some saints here and me alone, he got to me. They are laughing. Even Apostle Joel who used me for an example, I wasn't happy with him. So you know, from that day, when I was leaving the church, I said I will never come again. And the Sunday, I didn't go. Come Sunday. You know, because the first 3 weeks, I was very excited to come. But this time, I didn't go. Yeah, after the saints. No. If they are saints, they should take their saints with them, then they should leave me alone. Yeah. I'm the sinner, they are the saints, it's okay. But the Sunday I didn't go. And you know, thank God for shepherds and bacenta leaders and you know all these people who visit. Yeah. Because yes, they came. They came to my house. They came to visit me because I did not show up. So Reverend Okele and some people, they came. And then when they came, when they were knocking on the door, I didn't want to open them. When I looked through the camera, so I said, oh, this Jehovah's Witness, what do they want? They should find there somewhere to go. But they kept on knocking in. I mean, they kept pressing for a while. And I think somebody even opened the main door. So they came through the lift and they came upstairs. And they were knocking on the door. And it's like, oh, if I leave it like that, in some way. So I opened them. And then they came in. Then they said, oh, Kweku, we didn't see you in church. I said, oh, your church, I'm not coming again. I'm not coming there again. Then they said, oh, why? I said, I came to church the last time. This your pastor was preaching, saying in heaven will be called saying this and this. It got to me. Everybody was laughing. I said to him, no. I told them that, look, the Methodist church that we used to go to, the man stands in the pulpit. He doesn't even come down. He stands there and then he preaches and then we're okay. This one, the pastor is walking around pointing to this one. I said, what church is this? I'm not coming again. Yeah. I said, I'm not coming again. Then they told me, no, this is how Pentecostal, charismatic, you know, the pastors. He said, we are all young people. We are just happy people that we are found. They explained that. Yes. They really, really explain things to me. How it tastes like, how when you join church, you can dance, you can do things. Oh, they really explain things to me. And then they told me I should do well to come again. And I came back the next Sunday. You see, oh, God bless them. That's why I always advise people, don't leave. Don't leave. Because if a faithful man will abound with blessings. Every time I read this scripture, this story comes to me. Yeah, I tell this story almost all the time when I read this scripture. Because, you see, I realize from this scripture that continuing and being there is very important. Because, you see, I'm talking to you about 1995. But today, I'm a bishop. So, in 1995, when I said I will not come again, it was actually a bishop who was walking away. Do you understand me? That's what I'm saying, don't leave. Because that day I sat in my car, I said, I won't come again. You see, in God's infinite wisdom, which you can't see ahead of you, it meant that Newton King's Church has to be started for Bishop Aso to come, for Reverend Osei to come, for us all to be here in Macarius today. You there, you get up because of your feeling and some small laughing, they laughed at you. You go so hurt, you say, I won't come again. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? That's why you shouldn't leave. Don't just leave based on your personal hurt feelings and how you think. I mean, God's plan, I can see, was bigger than just people laughing at me and me saying I'm walking away. You know the amazing part of my story? Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
Can I tell you that one?
Yes.
Oh, the people here, you don't like that. Okay, you see, the amazing part of my story is the Apostle Joel was using me for an example. He did not know that I'll become his brother-in-law. That's even the side of it. Yeah. Yes. That's how interesting. That's how interesting when you walk away. You don't know what you walk away from. Yeah. I mean, would I have ever imagined that day that I would be a bishop? No way. Would I have imagined that Bishop Richard is going to send me to start a church? No way. You see, so sometimes things happen to us that it will bless us if we carry on. You don't have to leave. That's why he said, a faithful man shall abound. When you keep on, when you stay and you carry on, you who has become a new believer, ahead of you lies something that you can't see, that God is preparing for you. But just at this level, something may happen that may not suit you. So when you take off, you have changed God's plan. Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, when? I mean, I think even about it, I realize that the people who were laughing at me that day, nobody is even a bishop. Yeah. Yeah, the saints. No. Yeah, that's the truth. Yeah, that's the truth. Some of you even left the church. That's the truth. So you see, look, there is, even now as I'm preaching, there's a particular brother who has left church, who has become funny around that. I think that brother, the kind of person he was, if whatever happened, he would have overcome it and stayed. I think after a while, he would have had some authority to help all of us. Oh yes. But they allow these things to get into them and the devil takes them out. May it not happen to you.
Amen.
I said, may it not happen to you.
Amen.
That one day, when we come back and then we are asking, where is this person? Where is this person? Oh, he's gone. Where is this person? And now you have rather become an advocate who is trying to make it look like everybody or everything in that place is evil. It's not true. You are an unfaithful person who could not remain. You can go somewhere. Oh yeah, you will be whatever. But it still remains that whatever you become, you are still an unfaithful man, because you could not go through something to stay in a place. So you can prophesy what you think, you can say whatever, you are still an unfaithful person. I said, who couldn't pass a test to gain authority? To be able to tell somebody, this thing happened to me, but I stay. So you too, you can do it. That's how you will abound with blessings. Yes, I said some of these guys, whatever has made them branch off, taking off, if they have stayed, no, they will be great. Oh yes, you see, because the truth is, some of them are intelligent. So now their intelligence has been twisted. But if they will only have stayed, okay, and gone through everything, humiliation, whatever you describe it to be, whatever you take it to be, if they have stayed and carried on and regained their strength again, I tell you, they will speak and they will tell us what I have been through.
Yes, sir.
What I have survived. Yes, what I've contended with. You haven't. Yes, with authority. And we will listen to them. But here you are. You couldn't go through it. You have gone somewhere. You are telling us you are a macho man. You are nothing. You are an unfaithful macho man. No, because that's what you can't change. As far as faithfulness and unfaithfulness are concerned, as per whatever you become, you are still an unfaithful person. Because you couldn't stay. May you be loyal. May you be consistent. May you be reliable. May you be a trustworthy servant of God. In Jesus' name. That 20 years, you will be there. I said 20 years you'll be there. 30 years you'll be there. 10 years from today you'll still be around. 5 years from today, if Jesus tarries, you'll still be around. What do you think? Oh yeah. Faithful to the end. Unto death. Reverend Romeo. Yes. We have been going for a while. And the Lord has blessed us. Let's be honest. Let's be real. The Lord has blessed us. Things will come and go. Things will happen. You can never be in a relationship. You can never be in a place and then you'll be happy about everything all the time. You are a pretender. Yes. There are things that will happen genuinely that you will not be happy about. Oh, yes. There are things that will happen that you will not be happy about. There are times you will not be happy. But they are all different tests that come into your life. Yes, but when you go through them, and you stay, and the fact that people may come for your 50th birthday, that day you are happy, does not mean from 0 to 50, nothing bad or has come into your life, or something unfortunate has... No, but you are still there. That's why we are celebrating you after 50 years. Yeah. So don't leave. Now this thing that you have already gone through 6 churches and you have arrived here, let here be your last stop. Yeah, you are 23 and you've changed 5 churches already. Where are you going? Let this be your last stop. Hallelujah. And take this book and read it and understand it. And let it build character in you. Yes. Let it build character in you. We talk a lot. We have a lot to say. We have a lot to write. But we don't have character. Yes. Subaino. Yeah. But where is your character? Somebody who you can write a lot. And you don't respect your father. I mean, come on. Come on. What should we call him? Where's your character? What did you build for yourself? I can hear the machine, but I don't know whether I'm preaching to some people because the place is quiet. Oh, yes. Yeah. People are not faithful anymore. People are not loyal. They don't want to hear the word. You are disloyal. You are disloyal. You are an unfaithful servant. Yes. You don't want to go through anything else. You just want to come and then you have arrived. Yeah. And after 20 years, this is your testimony. Is that what you can say? Hey! What people can say these days about the place they have been before. Look, may you not be like that too. Your amen is very weak. It's weak. I'm not sure whether you are planning to leave. Or peradventure, as you are sitting here, you have joined those who are offended. Yeah. Then today, Reverend Eric has done this. Tomorrow, Bishop Aso is this. The next day, Bishop Ed did this. The next time, this. The next time, this. Are you serving God or you are serving a man? Why have you tied everything to a man? Why can't you for once say, I will look unto Jesus? I will lift up my eyes from just men and even look unto Jesus. Per adventure, how about if God is trying you? Everything is about what some man did not do. Everything is about what some man had to do. Everything is about what some man forgot to do for you. Everything is about how you, dear, you have done everything for everybody and you alone. They've set you aside. Are you serving God or you are serving a man? Did you come because of God or you came because of a man? The Bible says, he that cometh to God. But sometimes it's like we are coming to a man. Yes, he that cometh to God must believe. Yes. 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 He that cometh to God. Yes. He that cometh. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Yes. Not let us go into the house of Bishop Aso. My basori is like, yeah. You go to that loyalty church. Are you also one of the dogs? I am. Yes. And you bring yourself, I will sort you out, I tell you. Yeah. Yes. The blessing, and I can understand the blessing of the church in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I can understand what the church has done in my life. Yeah. And it's a good church.
Yeah.
And whatever happens, we stand by the church and we believe in the church and we believe that God is with us. You can't clap. This one, I expected you to clap and clap well. You clap for your political party, isn't it? But you can't clap for the church. Yeah, I don't want to talk about politics. It's okay. Why loyalty? Yes. Why loyalty? Why loyalty? Yeah. Being the reason why Bishop Aso, a lot of people insult us, isn't it? Say we are zombies. Yeah. We don't have a mind of our own. We are clones. We are dogs. You can use any word to describe me. I don't care. No, I don't care. You see, why? Because I have a reason to be loyal. Yes, I have a reason to be loyal. So it's not what you are saying that changes my mind. Yes, even some of us, you have a reason to go to your boyfriend's house. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You have a reason to be a pretender, isn't it? Oh, yes. You were hungry when you came home. Okay. They had cooked rice that you were supposed to wait for your brothers, and then you ate the rice. You ate everything. When they came and then they were asking, who ate the rice? You were the one who... No, even I don't know, it's okay. You ask, did they cook rice in this house? The rice is in your stomach. That's how we are. You have a reason. You came, you were so... You ate everything. No, people have reasons to do things. Yeah. People have reasons to do things. It's the reason why we argue in our heads and in our minds. Sometimes you think, you don't know how much help he gives me. When I stop going to his house, would you help me? So that's your reason for following that guy. Yes. So when you ask me, I said, when you say I'm a clone, I'll tell you I am not a clone. I have a reason to be loyal. Yes, a reason to be loyal. I said a reason to be loyal. That's what the book is answering.
Thank you. Why loyalty?
Why loyalty? You see, sometimes we have to take our time and understand the books. Because he's giving you reasons. Oh, I wish I'll meet them again somewhere. And I say, oh, you people, you are like... I'll say, no. Forget about dog, forget about clones, forget about whatever. I have a reason. Yes. Personal reason. Just like you have a reason to leave the church. Yes. And the number one reason... Can I preach? Number one reason is that it says loyalty is the principal qualification for every minister. Yes. 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 So it's not like somebody is forcing me to be loyal. It's not like somebody is cajoling me to be loyal. But personally, I have come to understand that it is the principal qualification for God to choose you and use you. Without loyalty, without faithfulness, without being reliable, he may do something with you, but he may never choose you for certain assignments. You are not reliable. Yes. He may give you something, but he may not give you the thing at a certain level because you are not reliable. So that's my reason. That's my number one reason. Yes. So it's something I've come to understand that if I want to carry on with God, and God who used my little life to do something, then I need to be loyal. So I'm not being loyal because somebody is just telling me to follow. But I know that it is the principal qualification for God to use somebody. Are you with me? As in, you are singing. Okay? But one day, if you continue, and you are loyal, you'll be shocked where God will take you to. No, Bishop Dagwood Mills was a drummer. Yes, as he was playing the drums in church, faithfully playing the keyboard, he was actually a consecrator of bishops.
Wow.
Yes, but that's how God chooses people. So you cannot be there and make yourself big and today me, I'm this, tomorrow I'm this, and then you take off. You won't amount to much. I said, the qualification that God uses to choose his people for assignments. I said, you look behind it, you will see faithfulness, loyalty to him. Yes. In the secret place where nobody can see you, he's watching. Who are you? That's how he chooses his people. So the same Bishop Dagwood Mills, with Bishop E.A.T. Saki and Bishop Ediadi, who will be standing in Kolegonu with the yellow bulb, that five people will surround them, and then they are preaching to them on the streets. He's the same person now that stands in stadiums and gathers people, and he's doing the same thing. Because When you are faithful in that, he finds you and he continues with you. That's why I'm saying it is the principal qualification. No, God looks out for it. God looks out for it. God looks out for it. Am I talking to somebody tonight? You see, maybe we should read some scriptures. What do you think? Numbers chapter 12, verse 6. Look at what God was saying to Aaron and Miriam. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision, and will speak unto him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all mine house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of the Lord shall he behold. Wherefore then were ye not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? You see, go back to the six. Hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I the Lord will make myself known unto him in a vision. That's what God is saying. That if there be a prophet, okay, he said he will make himself known unto him in a vision and will speak unto him in a dream. Go on. Verse 7. He said, my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. So you see, it's not like God just chose Moses. He said with him. Then verse 8, he says what? With him I will speak mouth to mouth. So God decided to speak to Moses mouth to mouth because he found him faithful. That's what I'm saying. It's the principal qualification. So you may hear Moses' name. You may hear Moses did wonderful things. You may hear God used him to do. The background to which maybe we don't realize is God found him faithful. So when he says it is the principal qualification, understand that these people, their names are not just written. Or they were not just some special people God just chose. But God found them faithful. That's why he used them to do the works he did with them. Hey, you are quiet. Hebrews chapter 3. He said, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. So even Jesus, God used Jesus on this earth to do what he did because he found him faithful. Yeah. He found him faithful. It's like as Jesus came to live on earth, one of the things that made him become who he became, has a name that is above every other name, is that he was faithful to the God who sent him, the Father who sent him here. Because if he was you, that God has sent on earth, once you can walk on water, you can turn bread into this, you raise the dead. By the time you are 33 years, you have to go and die, you will say that God should give you some time. Yeah. You say that, no, you need to do more traveling. It's true. No, they were reliable. They were reliable. Yes. They were. So, it is a principal qualification for every minister. Yes. That's how the anointing comes. That's how the grace multiplies. That's how he chooses you. When he finds you faithful. So don't let anybody bamboozle you and then wait. You say, hey, you there. This one, every time you are giving, every time. Yes, that's how when he finds out you are reliable, you don't joke with your tithing. You are always giving. He will bless you, huh? Yeah. He will bless you. He will make you a great financier in his house. Yes. Yes. You don't even need anybody to tell you nothing. Just let God find you faithful from where you are. You know, recently, Reverend Eric, I think it was my wife or somebody I was talking to. She was going to do something and then she said, oh, I don't know, I'm very nervous. I don't know whether I can do it. This. Then I told her, you know why? She said, why? Then I told her that we don't like rehearsals. Yes. But everything requires rehearsals. Yes. And I told her that the more rehearsals you do, the more confidence and conviction you have. So when you have rehearsed for a long time, in the day you have to do what you are doing, even though you see the people and you may be nervous, whatever, what you have been rehearsing all the time is with ease. You will not even realize it. You will be doing the things. Are you understanding me? And that's what faithfulness is about. Yes. That's what it's about. The rehearsals. The rehearsals. The rehearsals. The rehearsals. The rehearsals. The rehearsals. It prepares you for something great ahead of you. Yes. So you will see. Do you know what the scripture says? The scripture says, he that is faithful with little will be faithful with much. You despise little. That's why you are not able to enter into much. You rehearse with little. You rehearse with little. I said you rehearse with
little.
You rehearse with
little.
That's the story you started telling us when you were introducing me. The boy was at the backside of the desert with the few sheep. Yes. Defending the few sheep against bears and lions with his life. That was where the rehearsal took place. God was preparing him for a stage that he didn't know. So, yes, when you rehearse and you rehearse and you rehearse, look, you may not know, but a day comes. A day comes that you will get the opportunity to actually stand on a stage or do something that you have never done before. But because of the rehearsal, you can easily overcome it. You will come with conviction. Nobody will believe you can do it. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I said, give me Luke chapter 16 verse 10. I said, it's the principal qualification. He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. So how faithful are you in least? How consistent are you in least? That's where he's checking you out to see. Yes. So you know, David will be there. And then they say, go and give cheese and biscuits and some fruit to your brothers. No, as he's going, he's a champion.
Come on.
Because of the rehearsals he had done in the forest. Yeah. The father did not send him there to go and fight too. No, the father sent him there to go and deliver food and check on his brothers. But as he was going, because of the rehearsals he had done, God had chosen him for something great. Don't joke when you have to be faithful with little things. I said faithfulness is the principal qualification. I'm explaining to you why it's the principal qualification. Yeah. Why God can choose you. As you sing, you sing, you sing, you sing. One day, you will not even know. The person who is supposed to sing may be ill. Then they ask, who can sing? And then they just call you and you stand there. Once you start singing, they say, who is this? That's your day. But then it means that in the background, the rehearsal had been going on when nobody could see you. That's where he finds you faithful in the least. Then a day came that there is much to come your way. May you remain faithful. Yes, the rehearsal. You see, so I'm sure he went, he saw Goliath standing there, rantling. And then he was saying that, look, this guy, who is he? Who is he? How can he talk about God that way? Yes, how can he talk about God that way? So you see, when they went to tell Saul, that's the scripture you quoted to us. When Saul saw him, he said, is he a joke? You, do you know who is standing outside? But you see, because of his rehearsals, he managed to convince the king. And you know his point of reference. When the man said, but you are, he said, look, me, I used to look after my father's sheep. He said, one day, a lion tried to come for one. I fought the lion. He said, another time, a bear tried to come for another. He said, I fought. And then he said, the God that gave those lions and bears into my hands, he's the same God. The rehearsals. He's the same God who will give this man into my hands. And it's true, huh? Even though he didn't have a sword, even though he didn't have any armor, yeah, just the sling and the stone that he had been rehearsing with, it turned him into a hero. Don't joke when you have to be faithful with things that are the least in your life. Because it's the little things we despise, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's the little things we despise. Yeah. Everybody is looking for some big thing.
Yeah.
The day I will get the microphone, I will show them.
Big breakthrough.
Yeah, big breakthrough. When the big breakthrough comes, I said, it's not true. You're not faithful. You're not faithful with your 100 Ghana cedis. You can't bring 10 Ghana cedis to say thank you to God. You can't bring 10. 100, you can't bring 10.
Hey.
When he gives you 100,000, you bring 10,000. It's not true. That's why it doesn't come.
Hey.
And that's why it's not coming. You are not faithful. Yes. You are not faithful in your bar center. You say, when will the crusade happen? That means I'll sit down and then be preaching to 5,000 people.
Yeah.
I'm dreaming of it. He may have given you a dream. That you were even standing in stadiums preaching to thousands.
Yeah.
But you see, it will only happen if you'll be faithful with the three in the corner. Raining, you are with them. Okay? It's not working, you are with them. You are believing God with them. You care for them. You will look after them. You will do everything for them to be okay. You will teach them from your heart. That's the rehearsals. So it's the principal qualification. It's the principal qualification. That's the one of the reasons why I'm loyal. Not because I've been cloned. Yeah. You see, when you tell me I've been cloned, you don't have a reason. That's why you jump to cloning. Yeah. Yes, you don't have a reason. Yeah, but I have a reason. And it's that I know that, look, little by little by little, small, small. Are you with me?
Yes,
the conference is here. The conference is there. The conference is here. The conference is there. It's the rehearsal. It's the rehearsal. One day when you see me standing on a big stage and I'm preaching, look, the rehearsal, I'm preaching God. So I've preached in Edra. I've preached in same conference. So thank God for Bishop Dad. Wa, Sunyane, Tamale. He was in Wa. I came there, isn't it? Did I not come to Wa? Yeah, when he was there. I've been there. How many years ago? 2.5 years ago. I've been to Tamale. I've been to Takwa. I've been to Takurade. Yes. I've preached in Dallas. I've preached in San Antonio. I've preached in Austin. Yes.
Yes.
I've preached in London Apache. I've preached in Batsy. I've preached in Birmingham. I've preached in Liverpool. It's all. Look, I've preached in Geneva. I've preached in Basel. I've preached in Zurich. I've preached in Neuchatel. But it's the rehearsals. It's the rehearsals. It's the rehearsals. I have come to see. Don't joke with rehearsals.
Don't joke.
Yes. Rehearsals. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Maybe the hairdressers, if they will take it serious. Yes. And do it and do it and do it. When the job comes, you want to do it. When the job, you are ready. No, they will be shocked. The skill. The skill. Later, it's at the tip of your hands. The day they will say, go and do the president's wife's hair. You will see you are nervous because it's the president's wife. But you will do it in such a way. They will say, no, she's the lady. Because you have been rehearsing. Choristers, are you with me?
Yeah.
Huh? Are you with me?
Yeah.
Because we are the people who don't like rehearsal.
Yeah.
Hey, to get you to come for rehearsal.
Yeah.
Maybe this your church is different because.
Yeah.
The rehearsals. I tell you, the rehearsals. Yeah. Over and over and over. Over and over and over and over and over and over. Yeah. They will tell you, no, you failed. Yeah. They say, no, you didn't do it well. Be humble. Be there.
Yeah.
Learn and learn again.
Yeah.
Do it over and over and over again. One day, he will find you. I say, one day, he will discover you.
Yeah.
One day, he will see you.
Yeah.
One day, he will choose you. One day, he will see. Look, it's not by accident too that God is using Bishop Dagwood Mills the way he's doing. He has been doing rehearsals for a long time. Yeah. Are you glad he came?
Yeah.
Do you like what you are hearing?
Yeah.
Or the book is not a good book? When he says it's the principal qualification, that's what it is. Yeah. Learn. Say, look, the hair you did. Sometimes even what you did maybe was good, but they say you didn't do it well. Don't let it make you have the wrong attitude. Try again. Yeah, try. But that's what happens. Yeah. They say you did not do it. I mean, I won't do it again. Yeah. Small hair came to line every day. This tomorrow that the next day this. Then you. You are not ready for big things. Yes, you are not ready for big things. You are not ready for big things. Honestly, you are not ready for big things. But if you are, tonight, am I preaching to somebody? Am I preaching to another shepherd who is about to become a hero? I said, I'm preaching to another Christian who is ready to become a hero. Who God can choose, God can use. For a spectacular job. Yes. The cardinal requirement. Yes. That's why I said moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. That whatever happens, let the Lord find you faithful. Yes, be constant. Be constant. They set you aside. Be constant. Yeah. They said to everybody, you are useless. Be constant. They said that you will never qualify. You will never amount to nothing. Be constant. Yes. Don't change. Michael Jordan said that's what his teacher told him. He said, you will never amount to anything. Even the basketball, you won't get anywhere. He said that voice that kept on ringing in his head. He made him practice, train. Look, he could stand here. He could jump from here and then put the ball in there. He would turn in the air. Air Jordan. They told him he won't amount to much. Even Tiger Woods. He said when he was younger, at the golf course, he said somebody told him. He said, people like your color. This is not your game. And you will not amount to much. Yes. Yes, but being constant at it. You see, he took this game to a level you can't even believe. A young guy like him could play golf at that level. Consistently. Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Okay.
They can even tell you you don't know how to read. Start reading. Yes, start reading. Grace will come. Look, there's a movie. When you watch that movie, it makes you appreciate being consistent. It's called In Pursuit of Happiness. It's based on a true story. It's somebody's life. Yeah. Yes. Something Gardner, they call the guy. Yeah. Yeah. But you see, the things he went through, just wanting to be a financial something. And the guy, he was homeless. Yes. Investment banker, isn't he? He owns banks now in real life. Yes, but he and his son, they could sleep in the homeless place, and then the guy is learning for an exam. Sometimes he uses the moon to read. Yes, because the homeless place they stay at, they've turned off the... Charlie, let's be honest, we are not serious, huh? We are not serious. No, we want something from God. We want God to use us. We want God to do exceptional works with us, but we are not serious. That he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
Diligently.
That he's a rewarder.
Come on.
We are not serious. Yeah. So we do one or two things and then we just want something to happen for us. We are tired. Hey, this guy, you will see, trying to be an investment banker, they give them books and they give them some people to call, isn't it? The guy has come to work. He's about to call people, then one of the guys who teach them, he will tell him, take my car keys, go and park my car for me. Oh, and then he's going crying too. He's about to go. Look, the things he went through, you watch it and then you realize that many of us, we go through things like this, but all of a sudden you say, what? I'm tired. Small thing I'm coming to learn today, then the manager say, go and bring me coffee. Tomorrow they say, go and do this. One. Why? Why me? Why me? But he was the one who was chosen, huh?
Wow.
Yes, he was the one who was chosen. One of the times, the one of the bosses, I think he wanted money to pay for a cab. So when the guy came out, he saw him coming out. The guy doesn't have anything, you know. All he has in his wallet is this $5. The guy asked, can you give me $5 to pay for the taxi? Oh, I think he was discouraged. But he took the money. No, he had a good attitude. Yes, and he qualified him. Oh, you should find it and watch it. And learn lessons out of it. Yeah, this one. Yeah, yeah. It's based on a true life story. Yeah. 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 The thing he's holding, the machine, he sells it to look after himself and his boy. Yeah. No food to eat. They sack him from home. But why don't you want to go through anything? Why don't you want to? And prepare yourself for it. Why? And make yourself a champion. Everything, nobody should be able to correct you. So we don't amount to much. And it wouldn't amount to nothing. No, Bishop Aso, the guy he suffered. Oh, he did. He did. He did, huh? As in the end, even his partner, she left him. He said, oh, yeah, it's like you're struggling too much. The weight is, yeah. Yeah. I mean, he went for the interview. When he finished, he realized that they don't pay you for working. Yeah, you work to look after yourself. Then I think after some months, you write an exam. Then when you write the exam and then you pass, then now you are ready. Yeah, but he was the only one who was chosen out of the lot. Yeah, because he studied. He forced the guy wanted to do everything to get there. You see, and I said, these are lessons we can learn from the world. Yeah, being constant. Being consistent, you know, nothing pushes me. Look, one time he was crossing the road, a car knocked him. He lost one of his shoes. I mean, the Christian would have said, no, it's too much and it's over. Yes. Yes. As many talented, great people, gifted people have worked out and turned into something else. All because we can't go through nothing. The principal qualification. Sit down as we close. We gather ourselves to close. An inexperienced person is likely to think that the more gifted you are, the more qualified you are for ministry. It's not true. Yeah. Yeah. We dwell on our gifts, isn't it? And we feel we are gifted. So you will see, a lot of orangus are gifted. Yeah. They know how to talk. They know things. That's why they keep on thinking we are fools. You see, because they feel they are intelligent and they know something. Why can't you see? You are a medical doctor, you've been to school, all this is what you see. Don't allow your gift to enter your head.
Thank you.
Yes, that's what I was saying, that build character. Because the gift of the Spirit is different from the fruits of the Spirit. A gift is a decoration. A gift is a decoration. Yes. A gift is a beauty on you. You see, that's why, Bishop Aso, when you see the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree is nicer than the mango tree outside. But the Christmas tree, when we decorate it here, it doesn't produce nothing. So after we use it for the function that we have to use it for, we pack it and go and put it somewhere till another year. The mango tree that bears fruit is outside, sitting in the rain. Okay, stable, constant, being there. Rain is beating it, sun is coming, people are hitting it anyhow, this. But that's what bears fruit. That's what, so we will know you by your fruits. By your fruits. Not how much you talk on Facebook. You can't start a church. You have taken on somebody who has started over 4,000 churches.
Even one.
You can't do it. And you know you can't do it. With your plenty talking, you know you can't do it. That's where we have gotten to. Amateurs. Yes. Non-starters. Yes. That's what the Bible says. Yeah. You see, not a novice. Not a novice. There's not so much result. So you are a novice. You see, not a novice. Lest being lifted up in pride, you will fall into the condemnation of the devil. You are not mature. You are a novice. The test that took you out, it proved that you were a novice. Can I preach or... Or the messengers. Look, the gifts are good. They make the person look nice. And it's attractive. When we see the person, look, you are a beautiful lady, but you don't have character. Yes, I'm warfare, but you are not malleable. Yeah. So, the first day we see you, we feel like taking you home. But when we get home, from that day onwards, so you are very attractive, but you are not nice to live with. Can I preach? Oh. I'm not sure if this one I should continue. Okay, I'll change it. You fight with everybody at work. You're not sure. You can't even tell them you're a Christian. You can't invite them to church. When they say it's invitation for friends and family, you can't bring them to church. Because they'll be shocked to know you go to church. Bring your work colleagues Sunday. You can't bring them. You won't even dare to tell them. Because of your attitude and your character. Yeah. And you see, you can be doing that, say the Lord, oh yeah, me, I see this, you go to hell. I tell you, he will tell you, depart from me. Yeah. He'll tell him, depart from me. Yeah? You did works. And what kind of works? What kind of works? You can't organize a conference. Somebody organizes a conference, then you are telling everybody that conference is not good. It's only mad people who will listen to you. No, it's true. Because, listen. If you really had something substantial in your life, you would have also organized a conference. Maybe you organize a conference in a stadium. The stadium is full. Then we can see that, you have something that even us, now we have to come to you and probably come and learn from you. But you don't do nothing. Busybody, nothing. Only writing on Facebook. Even apart from Facebook, where would you write? Yeah, because you see, and the money they will charge you, you can't go and sit there and say nothing. So apart from Facebook, which is free, where else would you advertise this, your ideologies? Cheap ideologies. Are you here or you've gone home? Dwell on these things, and you know, you hear things, you follow things that most of them are not true. And I say, the people think because they are intelligent. Yeah, gifts. Yeah, we are very, so many educated people walking on these streets, on these roads. You get to Takoradi, it's like a village. I tell you, Oyo City. No, I've lived there before. Yeah, we lived in Takoradi when? As far back as... I grew up in the same area with Bishop Ogo. We lived together as far back as when? 1976. 77, yes, it's the same since we left and then I went back. Yes. Even now it's Oyo. Look, I think that place, the wealth sitting in that place, there is oil, there is rubber, there is bauxite, there is gold. What's wrong with us? We're so much, we're educated, we know this, we know that, we know this, we know that. But, you see, there is something we lack. There's something we lack. So don't dwell on your gifts and your intelligence and I'm this and I'm beautiful. So what? You are beautiful, but you don't know how to cook. What's the use? Obesubai. Who needs Subai? Yes. Gift without Subai. You don't get far. Yes. You are attractive for one day. Yes. The next day, we don't know what to do with you anymore. Because you see, your gift brings you in. Your gifts make you welcomed. But it's your character that makes you stay there.
Okay.
It's the character that keeps you there. Yes. So after a while, the gift doesn't matter anymore. What is your character? That's why faithfulness, I can see they are quiet, but that's why I want to stop, because I'm wondering. You will never join flow prayer meeting. No, even now, you are here. You are looking for an anointing. But they say, give thyself holy is coming. You don't want to register. Even to register, you don't want to register.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you are looking for something big from God. But why are other people traveling from other countries to come to Mampong to hear Bishop Dan? They want to come and receive something. They are buying plane tickets. No, you are not serious. You are not serious. You are not serious with this God. You are not serious. You can walk to Manford. You won't go. And people are traveling. Look at next week. The Higium you have. It's not just a Higium because they are just want to come in. No, they are going on top of the mountain. Look at the caliber of ministers who are coming. Do you really want something? Are you really serious about something? Then you would have said, there is oil that is going to ooze out on that hill, and I shall be there. I shall be there. I cannot miss out. You have read things on Facebook. You see, as you are in the church, you are believing unbeliever. I said, you are a believing unbeliever. Yes. You have become like the lunatic boy's father. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. You are believing unbeliever. That's why you stop paying your tithes. The things you read, Mr. Pastor, they have affected you such that even when you sit in meetings, you can't receive what is being said. I don't know what it means, but I was saying, yes. Yeah. You sit with such a decent man like Bishop Eddie. You can see the integrity. You can see what the Lord has used them to do. How they have been there. You see everything. You can't believe because you have read things. Are you with me? That has tempered with your faith. Yes, so somewhere, somehow, you are there. But you are not there. When you see one or two, you say, this is what they were saying. You know, if you read, interpreting everything wrongly because of what you have read. You see, now you are quiet because you read them. Yeah, you do. And it has not helped you. If anything, it has made you backslide. No, there are many, for the things they've read, they cannot even rise up and be active anymore. They've lost their love, the cutting edge, and the sharpness and the zeal that they used to have before. Tonight is changing. Yeah. I said, tonight it is changing. Your amen sounds like you want to go home, but we are going home. I said, tonight it is changing in Jesus' name. Even if I don't say anything again, I've preached, no? Yes. Yes. And pastors, our attitude must change, Don't follow disloyal people. Okay? God is looking out for the cardinal sign. Can you remain faithful? Yes. Can he find you faithful? Can he find you reliable? Can he find you consistent? All the prayer you are praying, everything you are doing, he's watching to see whether he can find you consistent. Yes. And he spake the parable to the end that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Why are you fainting? Why are you fainting? Why are you fainting now? After all these years, why are you fainting now? Before, you would like to do it. You would like to give. You would like to give. To give. And give well. But now, sometimes on a good day, then you pay your tithes. Other times you say no. They take our money. What do they do with it? And people say, the other day when I saw the brother, he has taken up Benny Hinn. I said, a if you want to take up somebody, go look for some new Christian to take up. Or even us. But Benihim, he said this year, by December, you would have been preaching for 50 years. You are 53. When the man started preaching, you were 3 years old. You have grown up to come and correct his preaching. I think you are sick. At this level, you are sick. Yes. And that's what our world has become. Yeah. Yeah. Talented, intelligent people. No character. No character. No fruits. No fruits. No fruits. No fruits. And they're everywhere. Saying what they like and doing what they like. Don't join them. I said, don't join them. You see, you can't say, even that, you can't say amen. I said, don't join them. Because if you will join them, then I'm not with you. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I won't. No. What would he do for you? What is he going to do for you? What have they done for themselves? What have they done? Not even one has been able to build a church. Only this eye. Only this eye. You see here, from here to the back. Go here, just this one. Yeah. Yeah. Not even one. Because the cardinal sign God looks out for is not there. It's not there. When God comes looking, it's not there. And if you are reaping what you have sown, then your unfaithfulness is the reason why you can't reap much. Hallelujah. That's all I'm explaining. Bishop, so that's what I'm explaining, that it is the principal qualification. Yeah. The main qualification. That's what it is. Yes. The main qualification. Yeah. When you see them, you can see the Bishop Eddie, they've been at it for years. They did not just arrive here. They've been at it for years. Progressively. A praise and worship leader. Look at what God has used him to do. Yeah. Or it's not. Those of you who can clap, is it not? Or you don't watch old videos. Watch the old videos. Yes. Watch the old things. When you get a chance to meet Auntie Jo and others, noble women who have been around for all these years, ask them. Yeah. How Bishop Eddie and others they used to be back then. Yeah. And you see, even people like Auntie Jo, when you see them, you watch their lives, watch their children. What you will see that they have a blessed. Look. You can have children; they'll be prostitutes. Oh. When you go to Takwa, the prostitutes. No, that's where you will realize it is somebody's daughter. So when you see the other person, oh, my daughter is here. She's a lady pastor here. She's this. You can see the person is a blessed person. And when you go into their lives, you may not see much. They may not prophesy. They may not say much. But the background is that they have been around. They have character. A noble woman. Look at her sitting here. You young man, you are at home eating kenke and watching Facebook. Oh, yeah. That's all I'll say. You are not well. And she came for first service. And you can imagine first service. Bishop Eddie will say, you come. He didn't mention Auntie Jo, but she's here. Yeah. And even the people he mentioned, maybe somebody did not come. Can you imagine? Yes. The pastor intentionally saw you, he identified you, come. You won't come. Can you imagine? And you are looking for the best from God. An inexperienced person would think that a friendly brother will make a good pastor. He may also think someone with good oratory skills will make the best preacher. It's not true. Yes, it's not true. Some of actually the best preachers in our time, they did not even go to school. Yeah. Yeah. He said, do not make that mistake. The Bible teaches us that the cardinal requirement for leadership is faithfulness and nothing else. It is required in stewards. 1 Corinthians 4:2. He said, and then he said here, I have many wonderful pastors who work with me. Many of them are not overly friendly, flashy, or particularly gifted. But time has proven that they are the best gifts that God has given to his church and me. Clap for the book. Because it's true. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I didn't hear Bishop Eddie or Bishop Richard Ayi, extravaganza, bonanza, something, something. But time has proven. You go to the UK, you go to Europe, see churches, see the pastors, see the product. Look, Bishop Eddie, look, the anointings. The graces. Yes. Talk about the Bishop of Ghosts. Talk about the people that even are there. Flowing. They are not overly, you know. Yeah. Yeah, flashy. All over the place. Yeah. Every time something's no. But we are talking about fruits. Fruits. Yes. I said, Bishop Richard preached on soul winning, and I gave my life to Christ. We are talking about fruits. We are talking about fruits. Churches. Missionaries. Pastors. Why have you gone quiet again? Yeah. Because some of us, you like flashy things. No, that's why you hear these guys who seemingly look gifted and you want to listen to them. Yeah. Because it's like they have something to say. Yeah. But no fruits. No fruits. Yeah. Some of them can talk, but no fruits. That's why they can't rise up from where they are. Yeah. They don't even know what to do to have fruits. But they will talk. Yeah, for talking, you can't beat them. They talk, you must talk. They will say, you must say. You can't beat them. Yeah. So don't waste your time. Whatever you have to say about me, say it. It's okay. Yeah. He said, time has proven. Time has proven. Time has proven. Time has proven. Isn't it? Has time not proven?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Has time not proven? Is this loyalty that people debunk us about? They insult us about? You see, listen to me. The church, we are a soul winning church. We win souls. But it is not just about the soul winning that has given us the mega church. It's the faithfulness and the loyalty. Because you see, the faithfulness and the loyalty, when you say, let's say, Bishop John Buffer is in Papua New Guinea, he's a loyal son.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yeah.
That's what makes us have a church. And yeah, if you say Apostle Joel, he's a loyal son in America. If you say Bishop Richidai, he's a loyal son in the UK. Are you with me? If you say Bishop Obi, he's a loyal son in Kenya. So that is what gives us the family that we have. It's something that we have been taught, we have grown up in, and we have come to understand it. That's why we have the family we have. Because you can win souls and win souls and win souls, and people will get up and scatter them all the time. Yes. Yes. A church, you see, they split it into small, small groups. Because there are many disloyal people. But when we find loyal, faithful, committed, dedicated, and people who are reliable, then the church comes together and then it becomes a big family of God. You are clapping, clap well. Clap. So that it will pain the enemies. Clap. May one day time prove that you are also a blessing to the church of God. Hallelujah. May you not live today. May you not live tomorrow. May you not live next year. 5 years time, may you be there. 10 years, may you be there. Why? Because a faithful man, a faithful woman, you will abound with blessings. I said you will abound with blessings. I said you will abound with blessings. With no prophecies, but you will abound with blessings. It is God who blesses. It's God who lifts up. It's God who looks after us. We belong to God. We are God's people. The word we preach is God's word. The church is God's church. We are God's people. And therefore, God will help us. So remain faithful, committed, reliable, dedicated in the house of God. And God will bless you. It's a principal qualification. Yes. Bishop Asso, without it, we won't go far. Without it, we won't go far. It's a principal qualification. At the end of the day, you may do something, but I say for a unique job, he will never use you. Yes. Yes. He looks for a reliable person. We don't have time. I would have read more scriptures. Oh. Yes. It's just time. Yes. I said for a unique job. He looks out for that principal qualification. Maybe we should read. Or what do you think?
Yes, read one.
Read one.
Read
Matthew chapter 1. Verse 21. Let's see. Yes. Yes. Hey. Maybe give me verse 18. Let's see. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. Bishop Asso, you see it?
Yes.
He said, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. So this Joseph, I think there's a reason why God chose this guy.
Wow.
I said it's a principal qualification.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. A special job. Because who is this guy? Before you got married to your beloved, she was already pregnant. And you know you have not done anything with her. You haven't touched her. And here, her stomach is growing. And as you are going to ask her, she's telling you that the Holy Spirit has overshadowed her. Who will believe this story? But God needed somebody who will believe this story and not spoil God's plan.
Come on.
Yes. Yes, special job. I said, it's the principal qualification. Where is it? He said, he was found before they came together. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Verse 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. So you see, now he started thinking that, yes, Usubai, disgrace is coming. No, because I've not done anything to you. And then now I'm asking you, say Holy Spirit has overshadowed. Then it's like, Charlie, you go your way, let me also go my way. But God is great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Look, go on. But while he thought on these things, while he was thinking on doing this, he said, behold, maybe he has suggested it to his friends. Yeah, he was discussing it with his buddy. I said, Charlie, the thing is a disgrace. He looks somewhere and she too, she doesn't want to tell you who did it. Yes, you know, they tell the truth. You know how some of our friends are, Charlie, they swerve you. Yeah. This one, bad. Yeah. While he was thinking on these things, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. When you have a dream, would you believe it? Because this disgrace is staring at you. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now, all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So you see, a scripture had to be fulfilled. A scripture had been spoken long ago. A virgin shall be with child. Even when you think about it then, how is the virgin going to be with child? So, what scriptures does God want to fulfill with you? But because you don't put yourself in a certain state, maybe he can't do it. Yes. Go on. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. So you see, when he woke up from the dream, the guy said, okay, the disgrace will come. She's pregnant. When we go for the engagement, people will have questions. When we are going for the wedding, people may think some way, but I will marry her. Just because an angel has spoken to him. Can God trust you that way? So when we say it's the principal qualification, he had found a faithful person he could trust. Go on. And knew her not. Look, the Bible, they intentionally write the things for us to understand it. Go back to 24. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. Go on. 25. And knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. He did not change the name and say, hey, you have disgraced me enough, and we have married now, so I'm going to give him a name I like. The name that was given to him in the dream. Yes. And the angel warned him that the thing that is in her is a holy thing. Don't touch it. And don't touch her. And you see, he married her. She was his wife. And the Bible describes for us to know that he did not know, he did not sleep with her. No, God needed somebody who he could use to bring it per adventure. The way we are today. No, you will accept the dream and everything. She'll just one day go out of the house, come back, have a shower. You look at her, you say, God, today, dear, yay. But she's my wife. No, it's true. She's my wife. And you will spoil God's plan. As in sometimes, you don't have enough money, but you know you have to pay your tithes. And you will say, God, this month, dear. It's the same. It's the same. It's the same. It's the same. That's why I'm saying that the cardinal requirement for a unique assignment that God will give you, for a unique job that God has for you, God has to find you faithful, reliable, that he can use to accomplish his works. Oh, yes. 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 Yes, he knew or not. That's the wildest part. He's his wife.
9 months.
9 months. You're working with this lady. In your house. Already the people are insulting you that you have made her pregnant and you are pretending that you did not do it. And you too, they think you don't understand it. And here you are having dreams. But God needed a man who believed and accepted the way it is. And flow with God's works. The way it is. You just flow with it. You don't get angry. You don't argue. You don't change it. You don't interrupt what God is doing. That's who he's looking for today. That's why he looks out for that cardinal sign. Can I find somebody who, even if there is temptation, he will still stay true to what I told him? That a scripture will be fulfilled. Yes. He said, call him Jesus. Because he will save his people. By the time he comes out, you say, no. So they told me Jesus, but me, I'll call him Jonathan. Yeah. You say, me, I have the authority. Yeah, he said, JJ, yeah. We just change it to one. Yeah, that's how we are. Yeah. You can come to church. You sit in the church. Sometimes they are taking an offering. Say, somebody here, you can give 200 Ghana cedis. You are sick. And the thing hits you because you were praying that God will do something for you. And as you come to see, you can see, as they mentioned 200, it is you. Oh, yes. You will look, you will be there, fight with it, and then you bring 5 Ghana cedis out, then you put it in. Yeah. No. You are not a just man. If they leave these things with you, you will mess it up. You will go number one. You beg God, God, that's what your plan, but let's try and do it again. You will try again number two. The next day, you try again. And call him Joseph Jr. Yes. May God find you reliable. Have you been blessed? But it's 7 and we've done only one. Yeah. The principal qualification. The principal. He knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Can you stand for God to use you? That God wants to accomplish something, and you are the one he has chosen. Yes, to fulfill a scripture, you will have to be very reliable. You will have to be very reliable. Please sit down and let's close. Have you been blessed?
Yes.
Number two, dear, if I start it, because this thing is sitting on Facebook and things, isn't it? Is it on Facebook? So I have to find it. No. Oh, it's not. Yeah. Are you on Facebook? You are not. Let's do number two and go. Number two. Some of you have changed your face. Okay. I'll just let you into it, then we go. Because some of you, when I said it, you say, what you going to say? Number two. Yes, number two, then we go. Number two is to fight the faith column. Yes, one of the reasons why we need loyalty, why loyalty, is to fight the faith column.
Preach.
And when we say it's to fight the fifth column, then it's a fight. And a fight means that we contend with you. Are you with me? We violently push things out of you. Because why do we have to fight the fifth column? We need to fight the fifth column because the devil cannot destroy the church from outside. If the devil is going to destroy the church, he will destroy the church from within. That's a strategy of the devil. If there is any strategy the devil has, it's to destroy. Are you okay? Are you with me? It's to destroy the church from within. And what is the use of somebody coming from outside? Even when you come from outside, have you ever seen an outsider sitting on Facebook saying something about the church? Even you won't listen to him. Even you won't listen to him. Somebody who is not known in the church, we don't even know where he's coming from. You see somebody sitting on Facebook ranting, you will not listen to the person. But when you know the person has been here before, when you know the person has competed with the leadership, when they speak, some of you, it changes your mind. And that's how the devil operates. That's why we have to fight the fifth column. What is the fifth column? The fifth column is the column that's not part of the army. Because the army has four columns. So the fifth column is the gossipers. Yes. The members, the liars, the tricksters, the complainers, backbiters, the pretenders, the offended ones, the disgruntled. Oh, your bad. Why you when you say are you James Bond? No, tell sorry them. Yes, so gossiping. Matters that are higher than you is what you will talk about. And your unbeliever boyfriend, who doesn't even come to the church, he knows more about the church than we who are in. Yeah. You are a fifth column. Yeah. The devil is using you to accomplish his works. Per adventure, by now you would have been born again. But you have said so much, even when he hears Bishop Doug or Bishop Eddie preaching, he says, oh, these pastors who have come. He turns out, that's what some of us have turned unbelievers into. And some Christians into. That's why, when it comes to this, then I have to tell you that you will hang. Be careful. Yes. Today, pastors who probably they've even been bishops before. They are the people talking. Yes. So you see, when you've been a bishop around and then you go out, whatever you say, even if it's a lie, people believe it. Because they know you have been here. We all know you have been here. Even people who are in the church now, they feel, if he's been a bishop and then this is what he's saying, half of the time it's not true. It's a lie. But you will believe it. I'm not in the choir. Okay. If you are in the choir, and then later you come and tell me that, oh, in the choir, the choristers, this. Once I see the person, even if I don't believe it, I start having some impression about the person. Because I heard it from a reliable source, somebody who was in the choir. That's why we fight the fifth column. And look, this one is not for only me. You and I, we have to join the battle and fight the fifth column out of the church. Oh, your oh yes is weak. You don't sit down for anybody to come and tell you nonsense about the church. Yes, you don't stand anywhere and just hear people talking and then you join them. Some of you in your offices, they discuss. They don't have anything to do. In fact, there's no work to do there. So as they've sat down, the only thing they talk about is churches. And when they bring up the topic, you are quiet and you pretend like you don't even know what they are talking about. Am I preaching to somebody? I said, am I fighting somebody now? Oh, I want to fight you. Yes. 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 That you will not get anywhere. That you cannot be able to be a pretender. You cannot be a double tongue person. You cannot be a double faced person. You cannot be a discontented person and be there and expect God to give you anything. This one, you can decide to clap or you won't clap. It's okay. That's why these days here, we go for the meeting, crowd, put your phone aside. Because somebody within us is not correct. You are here, but you are not correct. I say you will hang from wherever you are sitting. You go and turn the story around. You go and say what you like. Say what you know is not true. You are a liar. You are a pretender. And I said you will hang. It's just a matter of time. Yes, you are a treacherous person. Listen. Sit down. Look. Acts chapter 1, verse 16. He said, look, he said, men and brethren, this scripture must needs have been fulfilled, which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. He was the GPS. Yeah, he was the guide. Yes, he was the Google map. Because, you see, if the guys had been left on their own, they would never find him. They didn't even know who he was. Yeah. So they must have been combing the whole of Jerusalem. And then he told them, don't worry. I know where he is. Yes. The thing already, you've given me. Yeah. He said, if you are looking for him anywhere and you can't find him, I know there's that place there. Yes. And he said, follow me. He was a guide. Yes, live location. Let's go. I'm leading you there. You see, even when he gave them the live location, they said, but which one of them? When we go? He doesn't go alone. So which one of them? Then he said, let's go. The one I will kiss. So you can see that even if he had led them to go on their own, they would never have found him. But because, listen, the privilege you had is that he took you there for you to know where he goes to. The privilege is that you were in the meeting. The privilege is that they brought you close. The privilege is that they brought you around. How dare what you heard in the meeting, you can go out and propagate it as if you are doing somebody a favor. It's just a matter of time. You will hang. You will hang. Like Absalom hung, you will hang. And today the church is full of fifth columns. Yeah. Gossiping. You sit in the church, you don't believe in anything. Why are you here? Why have you turned yourself into an agent of Satan? Why have you given yourself a job that will destroy you? Why are you here? What are you doing here?
This is life.
Yeah. This is the fight.
Yes. The fight. Fight the fifth.
Oh, yes. We fight. Yes. We will. The fifth column there is a fight. Yeah. How many of you will join me for us to fight?
Something nice.
You want to destroy it. And you see, that's what the devil has done. Yeah. I say Jesus, they will never find him. Yeah. I said Herod was happy to meet him. Because he had heard so many things he had done. But he didn't know him. Yeah. He didn't know him. Yeah. He didn't know him. So without Judas, they will never have found him. And that's what the enemy is always doing. Yeah. How would they know our modus operandi? Yes, how?
What is written?
Yes, what is written in our books? How would they know? They can't even understand what makes us have the kind of churches we have. How we spread. They don't understand it. The youth here, because you have been around and you have been sitting around and hearing things that you were mistaken to have been in the meeting. It was an error. Some of you, you know too much. That's your problem. And what you know is not the truth. So you can see you carry a wrong spirit. I'm fighting the fifth column. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Hmm? Double-faced.
Yes. Double-faced. Yeah. You see, as you shake hands with us, but when you leave, you have something else to say. How can we have a meeting when we finish the meeting? He said, oh, he mentioned Bishop Asso's name. They said, there you go. You send message to Bishop Asso. In the meeting, they mentioned your name. They said you've lived in meeting before. You lived in... So you say things that he, Bishop Asso, when he received the message, he knows that by all means, this thing, if it was not said in the meeting, you, a person like you, you will never know. The pastor told me. He said, I was traveling with my keyboardist. He said, I gave him my car to drive. He was driving my car, we were going. He said, not knowing, as we were going, everything we were discussing, he was recording it.
Hey.
Yeah. As he put his phone by the side of the door, he's driving my car, we are talking. He was recording everything. He said, by the time I go home, the guy called me on the other side. He said, the guy is raging. He said, if the guy had met me that day, he would have killed me. Yeah. And the guy saying, how come you can sit in a car, say this about me? See, he was wondering. In the end, he found out from the guy's wife that the driver, he sent the message. Yeah. He said, I heard my husband playing it. And it was like you were driving and traveling somewhere. Wicked men and women, wicked. That the mistake he made is that he did not drive his car alone.
No.
And go. Yes, and that he thought he had found somebody we can, a reliable person, we can discuss about ministry work. Supposedly a faithful person. That's what many of us have become. Turn yourself into a devil. Sitting in the church, you hear this, you hear that, then you go and turn it around. A gossiper. All your life is about gossiping and talking about unnecessary things that don't help your life. Uhuna, not anything why any tisa, not into a foul. Think about yourself. If there was you, how many of us will help me for us to fight the fifth column?
Yes.
No, because it's destroying the church from within. From within. From within. Many years ago, I went to a church in London. Bishop Asso, the pastor was standing there. He opened the Bible. He was about to preach. He broke down. He started crying.
Oh.
The church members are always insulting him, including even the clothes he wears.
Oh.
Yeah. And he said, I don't have anything. I'm only trying to serve God. He said, look at my car sitting outside. When I start my car, my exhaust is broken. This is, I'm trying to serve God a little. You also come and sit in the church and lambasting him every day. What should he do? You are an evil man. You are an evil woman. You are a witch. You are a witch.
You are preaching.
Oh yeah, The one preaching now, there, you want to wee-wee or you will sweat or you want to run out or something will happen to you. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah, you want to hide under the chair. Something, you want to do something. But I'll say it. Yeah, I'll say it. I'll say it. Yeah, because it's destroying a beautiful thing and I'll say it. Yeah, I'll say it. Yeah. The fifth column is not helping the church. Yes. The fifth column is not helping anybody. He sits in the church. You come to church, convention time. You are blessed. You give offering. Later, you go. Then the foolish man will advise you. Come back. He say, we should give you your money. Is that how you are? Who trained you and who taught you this?
Yeah, you were
deceived.
You were immature.
You were immature. Wait, Jimmy Pa. Wait, Jimmy, I tell you. Wait, Jimmy Keke. Look at the language you are using. I was immature. Yeah, it's like somebody tricked you. You are still immature. Jimmy, the way he says it, he wants you to feel it that, yes, wait, Jimmy, I tell you, where does all this nonsense come from? Let us enter the church. We joined the church, it was a beautiful church. Camp meetings, look at Bima, we go, we believe, we come back. We are glad.
We are happily.
We go, we sit down, we wait for meetings. We were glad. As bad boys and girls, we have found a great church somewhere that we are receiving life. How did we arrive here? Yes, Reverend Romeo, the times we go for meetings. We'll be there. Whatever happens, we don't come out and then the meeting will be outside. No. We trusted what was. That's what has given us from there. That's what has given us what we have. In case you have joined us now, this is not how the church was built. We don't despise our bishops. We don't despise our fathers. We don't insult our fathers. We don't say nonsense about our fathers. That's not how we came to be where we are. And we can't allow it to go. In case you have joined us. In case where you are coming from. They can say any nonsense about the pastor. Over here, you can't do that.
Over here. You can't do that.
Yes.
We drive you out.
That's not how we were brought up. Okay? That's not how we were brought up. Yeah. One of the scriptures Bishop Richard taught me many years ago that never left me is Philippians chapter 2 verse 14. Yeah. Yes. Not some more. All. All. Not some. All. Not some. Yes. Not some. All. 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 You brought your rice and we didn't eat it, so you are angry. But you don't know how to cook. We won't eat this rice. No, we won't pretend. But we are growing up. Our mothers made us eat what they cook. Even if you don't want to eat it today, what is at home? Now that we've grown up small too, that we don't even know how long we will live. You too, you want to become a mother in our lives and say we should eat it. We won't eat it. We won't eat it. You don't know how to cook. We won't eat it. Oh yes, yes. Nice lady like you, then want someone, then you put it in the air. You come and sit in the church. When they say hallelujah, you won't say nothing. Yes. When they say amen, you won't say anything. When they are giving offering, then you fold your hands. Wrong attitude, chewing gum. Then you are looking on your phone. Then as if you are some chief executive B trying to check some message B you are waiting for from Atlanta. A villager like you. I said a villager like you. Utrimu bon, wasumu bon, You just come and sit in the church. You think you can do what you like. A villager like you. Oh yes. Oh yes. You are sitting with graduates, oh. You are sitting with intelligent people, doctors. Yeah, you are sitting with architects. Look at them in the church. Yes. We've been to university, who won't go to school. Your grandfather did not go to school. Your grandmother did not. You come and sit in the church. As you hear them preaching, then you cross your leg and you are chewing gum and you are looking somewhere. It's like they are wasting your time. This bad attitude, we drive it out of the church now in Jesus' name. I said now in Jesus' name. We drive it out of the church in Jesus' name.
Away. Away. Away.
Yes. How many of you are joining me for to fight the faith color? Yes. It's a campaign. It's a campaign to fight the faith color. You are sitting here now. If you are not happy with what I'm saying, then it's you I'm talking to. You. Yes. Just say, "Oya kokonsania keke." You see people, you want to talk about your boyfriend can't even rent a hotel. Uncompleted buildings is where he goes to meet you. And then you'll be doing your things. Come and sit in church as if to say, we don't know what we are doing. You are out of your mind. I'm saying we are fighting the fifth column. Hey, Bishop Kobe, what's he doing here? You two, what are you doing here? You just came to church to worship God. Oh. It's God that brings us together. The gathering of the people is unto no man. No, Judas, he did not try. He did not try. No, he did not try. The devil could have used anybody. But Judas did not try. Yeah. For who Jesus chose him to be. Yeah. For him to have been trusted that way. And to be able to lead these people. Let's go. Yes. I'll kiss him, then you catch him. No, the guy no try.
This one, Father.
Yeah. He was a guide. He was a guide. Yeah. Yeah. He was a guide. Yeah. You see, it's a very painful thing when you sit down and then you see they are describing somebody who this way. And you see the person describing the person that we are talking about, you can see that this guy has been close to the man before. So as he's saying it, even people who don't believe are made to believe. That's a sad part. And you're turning somebody's image because you had the privilege of being around him. He brought you close. He brought you into his home. See, he there is always fighting with his wife because they brought you into their house. Are you glad you came today?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I said, are you glad you came today?
Oh, yes.
To fight the faith column. Yeah. Bishop said it here. Look, he said, very early in my ministry, I realized that the devil is an expert at destroying the church from within. Yes. If you're a good minister, called of God, and doing the right things, the devil will have very little opportunity to fight against you from outside. Like Jesus said, the prince of this world cometh and has nothing in me. The devil comes, he doesn't know how to get Jesus. He tried it. Yeah. Temptation, he tried it. Temptation, he didn't use anybody. He came to Jesus. Yeah. He said to him, turn these stones into bread. Jesus looked at him, what are you saying? He tempted him. He tried it. It didn't work. Yeah, it didn't work. He left him. Then the next time, he started looking. Who can I use? Welcome, Bishop Eddie.
Oh, wow.
Rich, rich. Your phone. That's how about now, your phone. He said, who can I use? Yeah. You see, that's why Bishop is writing the book for us. One of you is a devil. Yeah. The devils, they are not many, it's one. In one big. Yeah. So he tried Peter. He tried Peter. Yes. So get thee behind me, didn't work. Then once he tried Peter, it did not work. Then he looked for another one. Then he went with Judas. Yes, he went with Judas. So tonight, don't be the one he will try and then he's going to work on you. Are you with me? How many of us are going to fight?
Yes.
Fighters.
Yes.
Okay. The fifth column. We will drive it out of the church.
Hallelujah.
You go somewhere. They say, hey, I've heard you. Hey, your pastor. Hey, Bishop Eddie, did you say, so what? So what?
Respect.
Yes, respect yourself.
Right.
Yeah. And carry yourself away from here. Now, you can't stand the door for too much. Meanwhile, you love the church. You like to come to church. You like to be part of everything. You like to enjoy everything.
Yes.
But yet, concern. And every time you want to go to Facebook, what's new? What's being said? Yeah. What is new? What are they saying? What's the latest? It was Bishop Dag, Bishop Eddie, and Bishop E.A.T. Saki. We saw them all the time. They were with him. We go for meetings. You see, they are playing golf. They are together. Always. They brought all of us into the fold. Now we all sit down with them. Then now, when we leave the meeting, you, the devil is using you to go and turn the story around. You will hang. It's just a matter of time. It's true. Yeah. It's true. We learned how to respect our pastor from them. Yes. We didn't see no division in them. So we were happy to see that, wow, something great is happening. Yeah. Let's also join. Let's be part of it. You see, so something has brought us here. Look. Bishop Obi said he was in them. Come, this guy was sitting by him. Everything that Bishop is saying, the guy will say something different. Do you believe this? Yes, there are people like that. Yeah, everything. He says, Bishop Obi said, when there was a break, he called the guy and said, come with me. It's like my friend, I've got a new friend. Come with me. He said, he took him. They went to stand by Prophet, and then I think Prophet was talking. So when Prophet finished talking, and then he brought the guy, he said, this guy, everything you have been preaching, when you say this, he says that, well, he doesn't qualify to be here. And that's where he must be. If you come and say anything about Bishop Adi to me, I will fire you, number one. I will face you, and then I will come and tell you. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. It's a bad character trait. Assuming the place and the position of being part of the faith column. That's why we fight it. It's a fight.
It's a fight.
So you will understand why I'm talking the way I'm talking.
Oh, yeah.
But how many of you will join us?
Oh, yes.
Hey, some of you, you don't want to know. You see, you're all wearing white. Yeah. Why? Because you are celebrating something.
Yes.
Isn't it? Yes. And did he not surprise you to come?
Oh,
the care. Are you with me? The way he thinks about you. Look at it. He left his whole church.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And then he came to you. Wherever you are. Even though you were you expecting him? You were not expecting him. But he came. He came to pray for you. You must remember. You must remember what has been done for you today.
Amen.
So in the day that you are tempted, then you say, no. The man cares for me. He loves me. And you shouldn't allow anybody to say nonsense.
Not at all.
Let's just say you're out of your mind.
Oh, yes.
Come to give an offering. We should give you your money back.
Hey.
Because you were immature. You are sick. You are sick. You are sick, I'm telling you. You are sick. You are still immature. Maybe worse now. That's what the church is turning into. Of course you're a villager. You're a villager. Ah. Just said, what now? Your friend said, watch it too much. Russia, what now? Watch it too much. Yes. What do you want to say? You're dancing in Russia. Ufi, Putin, Krumba, say Russia, be what? Echeya, baby. So that's why. You feel you live in Europe. So you there, you can behave anyhow and talk anyhow. From tonight, it's change, huh?
Change.
I said, tonight, change has come. I said, tonight, change has come. We drive out the fifth column out of the church in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You can't say amen.
Amen.
And at the way our boat, I will tell you, I will tell you, you are not part of us.
Preach, Bishop.
Preach.
Yes, the fifth column. He said he was a guide. He was a guide. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Did you saw that scripture? Yes. Oh, you are quite. Yeah. Yeah. Follow me. Follow me. He said, follow me. And they were which was guide to them that took Jesus. Yeah. Yes. Right. Follow me. Left. Turn left. We are going left. Let's go. Yes. Yes. Come to my Facebook. Come to this. Ah. Bishop Eddie had written how the Lord has been good to him, gracious to him. He has just said, Jimmy. Then you go and take a message. And then you say, What is this? I feel like coming out of my skin, I tell you. This thing. No. It's bad. It's so bad. No Ferriadia. You want to take somebody on? Is it a man in this caliber? What did he say wrong? He was not talking to you.
He was not.
You see, some of you, sometimes the matter, it doesn't even concern you. But you are the one who has put it in your mouth like chewing gum. And saying it everywhere. And you come and sit in church, you won't pay your tithe, you won't give good offering. You know, for this message, I think next week, everybody should bring a special offering to say thank you to God. Hey, maybe Bishop Eddie, with all due respect, and we will give everybody envelopes. Next week, every one of us, you will put a lot of money in the envelope and come and say thank you to God. Why? Because God has given us a wonderful prophet. God has given us an awesome pastor. God has given us a great church. And we love the church. And we want to say thank you to God for the church he has given us.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? I say you're a good example for me. Wash your white. Because today, the Lord has blessed you. But God just did not bless you with God blessed you with a great pastor.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, who left everything he's doing to come to you. It's not because he's here, that's why I'm saying it to him.
No.
I know Bishop Eddie. He's a good man.
That's
yeah. Yes, he's a good man. Oh, yes.
He
is. I said, when my dad died, he sat with me. In Austria, we were in Vienna. Yes. He came into the hotel. He was in one room. Then he told me, stay next to me. He came. He told me to open the door. He came to sit down with me. I started crying. Yeah. And he consoled me. So we should sit down for people to just say evil about him.
No.
I tell you, I wish I would know you face to face.
No.
I will sort you out tonight.
No.
Not another day. Yes. Because like I said earlier, many of us, we are not serious with God. We are not serious with God. Yes, pretend this. We are not serious with God. Yeah. We have a form of godliness, but we deny the power thereof. You know, I think it's enough. Let's go. Yeah. No, we can go on and on and on. On and on. Yes. Five more. We'll continue it another day. For the love of God to fill the church, isn't it? That's another reason. For the love of God to fill the church. Yes. For the love of God. You see, by this, all men will know. For the love of God to fill the church. We love our pastor. We love our church. And we love what we have. Oh yes. You're my brother. Yes. Yes. You know, one time I was with Prophet Bishop Dad. And then we were in Geneva. And we went to Reverend Jimmy's house. And that time Reverend Jimmy was not well. So when we saw Reverend Jimmy, after Prophet prayed with Reverend Jimmy, we were leaving. I think that was about the last time even Prophet saw Reverend Jimmy. Yeah. And Reverend Jimmy started crying. And then he said, he thanks Prophet that he has left everything he's doing, even though he's coming to have a camp meeting. He has come to his house to see him. I mean, who is he now? That Prophet, and Prophet told him, Jimmy, don't say this. Don't say this. I will never forget. Eh? He said to him, Jimmy, you need me. I need you. That's why you have done God's work. You have defended the church here. And that's why at this time, I've also come to see you. You see, we need him and then he also needs us. Don't make it look like Bishop Eddie needs you, but you don't need him. Don't make it look like the pastors need you, but you don't need them. We even need them more than they need us. How many of you agree? So we have to love. We have to love.
Thank you.
Love. What do you think? Yes, something worth fighting for. It's something worth fighting for. For it to stand. For generations to come. Yes, our children all have a church they can attend. I mean, hardly I have met a lay pastor in Europe whose children have gone wayward. Hardly. It almost doesn't exist. Yes. As in, when I think through who? Reverend Nikopo, Reverend Eben Johnson, when I think through, Reverend Duke, their children are pastors. Pastors. Baptizing Swiss white boys and girls. That's what the church has done for us. Because in Europe, if your child just goes out and he comes back, he'll come and tell you he's a gay. And there's nothing you can do about it. Yes, they'll see you even. And Pastor Niosa was telling me, is he your daughter? You just went to a graduation. She's a pastor and she's a doctor. Ah. Is it not? You can't clap. Just say your hands are not for you, isn't it? He didn't even finish O level. Even your father was. Look at it. Yeah, they sacked him from school. No, look at the difference. So, the difference. By his daughter.
He didn't have a
church.
He was sacked from school. He didn't have a
look
church.
At the difference.
He didn't have a pastor. His daughter has a pastor, has a good church. She's now a doctor, she's a pastor. Ah, no, Papa, no,
no, to God be the glory. I said, to God be the glory. Do you understand? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Without the church, that's how, you see, like yesterday, we were discussing, I think Bishop Aso, we were discussing it, isn't it? No, it was on Friday at the funeral. We were discussing how our fathers, we have stepbrothers, stepsisters in places. But you see, for us, our generation, we are blessed because we found the church. Now, we want to live for God. So because of that, because of the fear of God, you can see that these things, even though they may be there, they are far-fetched from us.
Yeah.
And it's just the church we found, though, and Christ, the pastors we found, and God in our lives. Can we love what God has given us? Then honor God for what God is doing with our lives. Bishop Eddie, if there is nothing we have to say this evening, we say we love you, we thank you, you are our pastor, we need you in our lives. And no matter what anybody says, no matter what the other person says, no matter what people say, you are still our heroes. Yes. And we thank God for your life. And may the Lord bless you. And take you higher. And give you more grace. To help people like us. That the love of God will fill the church. That's why we need loyalty. Are you with me?
Yes.
That the love of God will fill the church. If nothing, would you sing? No. You won't even know what you have. And look, he has given you a stage to stand on. Yes. Sometimes you don't even know where the blocks came from. How the land was bought. But yes, sorry, then we don't know how this land came about. Have a chance now, which wing up. And they're looking into the sky and saying what you like. Tow, 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 like that. Like a cow, and you are looking at. Yes! It's an oh my God. Of course, it's oh my God. Yes. From tonight, something is changing in the church. And we are coming back for our first love. And we will fight the fifth column.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Yes, we will eliminate disloyalty from the church. And I said, loyalty is a good word to imbibe and embrace in your life. It means faithfulness. It means being constant. It means being trustworthy. It means being reliable. Being tried and tested. Let's thank God and go home. Let's thank God. Kaboda lama kodeste. Lepa pomara bakabande. Bo marana makadosti brana makisinde. Lababande. Makoste balabakadeste. Pray. Makaso barana mabo.
Jesus.
Oh yes, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, tonight, let's all ask God for forgiveness, huh? Some of us, the things you've gone to read. That are right now, you know, they've weakened your faith. You are in the church, you are around. But you don't seem to believe as you did before. It's slowly turning your Christian life around. Tonight, let's pray. Father, have mercy on me. Help me. Yes. Help me. Help me with my Christian walk. I want to come back for my love. The first love. How I came into the church. And they embrace me and they've helped me. Oh, that Lord, you will help me for me to receive my pastors again and know that it's a good church. Let's pray.
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, this evening we pray, begin a new work in our lives. Lord, we pray, fill our hearts once again like the rushing mighty wind. Come into our hearts again and bring us back to our first love. How we first believed. How we yearned and we were hungry to know you, to experience your love in your house. Bring us back to that place again. Deliver us, Lord, from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. For I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Masabori ni mi adusti ke beni mi mandoa. Rababa ke beni mi man. Baka bada ba mu sendele beba. Yet though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, may we fear no evil, because Jesus, you will be with us. You will help us, and you will bring us into victory. We thank you. We bless your name. We honor you for your grace tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen.
I am listening.
We believe you have been blessed by this powerful teaching from the Vicarious Church headquarters, East Legon Hills, Accra. Stay blessed.
I am waiting.